And lo, with this simple insight, the code had gotten cracked. When I applied it, it pulled me out of my posterior pelvic tilt. My name is Ladi Ojas. Welcome to Skeletal Leap, a living adventure. Skeletal Leap transforms one's life into a personal heaven. Today's episode will tell you how I cracked the code of instant root chakra opening. After having cracked the code of instant vision improvement, I was on my first step to crack more instant codes. For this purpose, I had chosen the chakra system for further insights into its promise of being a panacea only because its two skull chakras had tremendously helped me with my instant eyesight improvement. And overall, there were seven of them waiting for getting their instant codes to be cracked through scientific investigation of this ancient esoteric system. I focused my attention to the very first of them, the root chakra, that claimed to be the basic foundation of life. The location of the root chakra is at the coccyx, or what we also call the tailbone, on the pelvic floor. It's the remnant of a full-fledged tail that our ancestors used to balance themselves on trees for their basic survival. A full-fledged tail was an extension of the vertebral column with a set of muscles to move it in order to balance their body. But by the time they evolved into apes around 20 million years ago, they had already lost their tail. It took place with a random mutation through a gene called TBXT. Surprisingly, this random mutation made them thrive and pass it on to their offspring. Today, it appears as a fused set of four vertebrae at the lower end of the vertebral column. In fact, this random mutation sowed the early seeds that would later enable those apes to turn bipeds. In between, their tail muscles evolved into muscular hammock-like mesh across the pelvis. When they later stood up on their toes around 4 to 7 million years ago, they already had a well-developed muscular hammock to support the weight of their vertically upright organs. The root chakra reminds us of the balance that is still required as the basic foundation of life for its biological survival. For the same reason, it houses the seed of life energy which keeps us alive and safe. If it's there as a closed root chakra, it goes fearful and anxious. And as it is our inseparable part, it makes us fearful and anxious too. Physical safety and security are its prime concerns as it works at the level of the most basic genetic commands. How does it go closed and block the flow of life energy from moving upward? Pelvic tilt is a movable postural orientation of the pelvis. It's an orientation relative to the thigh bones, knee joints, and the soles of the feet below. It also changes the orientation of the hip joint. When postured right, it subtly supports the weight of the vertebral column above it while keeping its double S shape intact. But that's just a description of the ideal pelvic orientation. A major chunk of the human population habitually keeps this pelvic tilt wrongly postured. There are two reasons for this unhealthy habit formation. The first one is the downward pull by gravity on its orientation. People give in to this constant downward pull when they lack enough life energy to keep its orientation up. They just let the front of their pelvis drop in relation to its back. The newly acquired drop-down orientation called anterior pelvic tilt also disrupts the orientation of the hip joint. This further disrupts the double S shape of the vertebral column above. Below, it disrupts the body weight bearing distribution at the pelvis, at the knee joints, and at the soles of the feet, thus rendering the entire skeletal posture unhealthy. The second reason is an emotionally driven, pulled in psychological state that results in the same aforementioned unhealthy skeletal posture. The aforementioned anterior pelvic tilt is just one, albeit the most prevalent, of its many abnormal orientations. The second most prevalent of the abnormal orientations of the pelvis is the posterior pelvic tilt. Here is a complete list of pelvic tilt abnormalities as and when its orientation gets wrongly postured. Number 1. Anterior pelvic tilt drops the front of the pelvis relative to the back of the pelvis. It shortens the hip flexors and lengthens the hip extensors. Number 2. Posterior pelvic tilt raises the front of the pelvis relative to the back of the pelvis. It lengthens the hip flexors and shortens the hip extensors. Number 3. Lateral pelvic tilt happens when one keeps pelvis tilted to left or right habitually, resulting in scoliosis. Number 4. Left pelvic tilt keeps the right side of the pelvis raised more than the left side. And number 5, right pelvic tilt keeps the left side of the pelvis raised more than the right side. Pelvic tilt is the sole cause of a closed root chakra appearing at the lowest point, coccyx or tailbone of vertebral column. Coccyx lies way near the pelvic belt, and the pelvic tilt drops it down and pushes it backward in the case of an anterior pelvic tilt. When the pelvic tilt is posterior, it still drops the coccyx down but pushes it forward this time. Both these maneuvers sow the seed of a closed root chakra, eventually distorting the double S curve of the vertebral column. A closed root chakra also disrupts the anatomy and hence the physiology of the pelvis, hip, and the lower limbs. It disrupts the pelvic, hip, knee, ankle, and subtalar joints with interphalangeal articulations of the feet and the associated muscles, nerves, and blood vessels. As a result, the tailbone or coccyx drops down either backward or forward at the pelvis. The body weight distribution on the hips, knees, and soles of the feet gets distorted, centering its thrust on the wrong points. With the passage of time, one develops knee pain, sciatica, varicose veins, and constipation in case of posterior pelvic tilt. When it's due to anterior pelvic tilt, constipation gets replaced with chronic diarrhea. Root chakra blockage symptoms like constipation, diarrhea, belly fat, acidity, hemorrhoids, and loss of appetite are lifestyle diseases related to the root chakra. It makes us feel ungrounded biologically as well as psychologically. Hence, it keeps us perennially concerned with survival and material security in life. More specifically, a posterior pelvic tilt turns us into misers who fear losing whatever little we have, whereas an anterior pelvic tilt turns us greedy spendthrifts who accumulate heavily. It makes us believe that our wealth would never deplete even when a lot of it gets lost. Opening the root chakra reverses the wrong done to the pelvic tilt and makes the ideal pelvic posture one's first nature. We need to do away with our pelvic tilt. It tends to start the first step toward a healthy skeletal reposturing. And lo, with this simple insight, the code had gotten cracked. Download the code of instant root chakra opening in the resources section of Skeletal Leap Book 1, available on skeletalleap.com/the-mind-body-connection. When I applied it, it pulled me out of my posterior pelvic tilt. But then I discovered it had pushed my hips a bit too back to the anterior pelvic tilt, except when lying down on the stomach and jogging on toes. Although the coccyx had moved up vertically, yet it had distorted the downmost curve of the spine's double S shape by getting pushed back a bit too much. It was this that had caused the anterior pelvic tilt. What would I do to come out of both pelvic tilts even while standing or sitting on a chair? It was much later that I discovered what was missing from my code of instant root chakra opening. In fact, nothing was really missing. What I had missed was another fact of information about them that needs an explanation here. Here is the explanation. Although we have 7 chakras in our body, yet we cannot correctly open them in absolute isolation separately. We can certainly do them in 3 groups in order for each one of them opening properly via their instant opening codes. The first group comprises the root, the sacral, and the solar plexus chakras forming the lower torso group. The second group comprises the heart and the throat chakras forming the upper torso group. And the third group comprises the third eye and the crown chakras forming the skull chakra group. Hence, the code of instant root chakra opening was perfectly accurate, although it needed to be opened in combination with the sacral and the solar plexus chakras. It was to avoid falling into the clutches of posterior pelvic tilt while correcting the anterior pelvic tilt, or else vice versa. Till then, I could do it while lying down on the stomach and jogging on toes alone. Once I had fully done it in conjunction with opening my sacral and the solar plexus chakras later, I needed to make it the first nature of my body posture 24/7. As I did it, I immediately started feeling more aware, energetic, and focused. Although this new relaxed posture did tire me in the beginning, with my old habitual lethargic posture yearning at times to take the backrest while sitting, but I didn't pay heed to it. When the yearning became intolerable, I rather stood up and lied down on my stomach. That brought my yearning back to tolerable levels. It took me about 72 hours at a stretch to make it my first nature. Once it became my first nature, it immediately brought astonishing changes pertaining to the joints, muscles, nerves, and blood vessels around the root chakra location. It resulted in changing my anatomy, physiology, psyche, and the level of sensitivity in that particular area controlled by the root chakra. My digestion improved considerably. Also, my excretion turned way more regular without any signs of constipation or loose motions ever. I started feeling much more peaceful in my mind, keeping all signs of anxiety or fear of future at bay. I had never been greedy in my life, but I did have miserly tendencies to a certain level, which miraculously started disappearing in my psyche. And as I said before, I started feeling way more aware, energetic, and focused. My sleeping pattern changed as well. Sleep turned much sounder. Hence, I needed fewer number of sleeping hours to feel fully rejuvenated as I woke up in the morning. My appetite increased in a very pleasurable manner as well. My body weight distribution changed as I felt it centering in my lower limbs in a different pattern now. On the sole of the feet, it changed its center from the heels on the outer side of the feet to the mounds just at the back of my big toes. In the knees, it changed from their outer parts to the inner ones. The thrust of my body weight on my pelvic bed moved from the tailbone end toward the pubic end. It resulted in both my anus and my urethra keeping their opening loose rather than tightly clenched. It made me more sensitive to the calls of nature as and when I felt their pressure in either of them. I welcomed all these changes in my body, mind, and spirit, and then proceeded further to search for cracking the code of instant sacral chakra opening. Thanks for listening to this episode of Skeletal Leap, a Living Adventure. In the next episode, I will tell you how I cracked the code of instant sacral chakra opening. Be a part of Skeletal Leap community. Subscribe to Skeletal Leap newsletter. Click on the link in the description to subscribe.